Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
I want to talk about how you test for insulin resistance. Well, first let's talk about what insulin is. Insulin is a hormone that prevents the sugar from building up too high in your blood. So if you're consuming too many carbohydrates and your sugar goes too high, insulin comes in there and removes it to keep the blood sugars at a constant level. And so normally sugar is used as fuel, but in insulin resistance, this sugar is converted into fat because one of the purposes of insulin is to prevent fat burning and encourage fat storing. So anytime we have insulin resistance, we have a situation where this insulin is not working, so your body has to compensate. So it's going to keep making more and more insulin. That excess insulin is going to really just cause a lot of storage and prevent you from actually burning that glucose. So with insulin resistance, the carbohydrates are not burned or oxidized very easily. Instead, they are shunted to the liver where they start to develop fat within the liver. And so there's many different clues if you have insulin resistance. Number one, if you have high levels of triglycerides in your blood. Number two, if you have high LDL, specifically the small dense particles, okay? The way you would determine that is through an advanced lipid profile test. Another very good way to determine if you have insulin resistance is if you have a carb intolerance. So what are the symptoms of carb intolerance? Well, you don't do well with carbohydrates. You start gaining weight with too many carbs. Your blood sugars either go too high or too low, depending what's happening with insulin. You have bloating after you consume carbohydrates. You get fatigue after you consume carbohydrates. That was me. You're craving carbs all the time. You are not very satisfied. You're hungry. You cannot go for a period of time without needing food, especially carbohydrates. You have excessive urination at night. You cannot sleep through the entire night without getting up and using the bathroom. You tend to be a bit moody and irritable, and you're starting to lose your focus, your concentration, and even your memory. So those are all indications that you have insulin resistance. But there's a really good test that you can do as well. Unfortunately, a lot of doctors don't even know what this test is. They're not familiar with it, but it's called HOMA-IR. It stands for Homeostatic Model Assessment for Insulin Resistance. So this test is the best objective test to measure insulin resistance. So it really looks at the relationship between two things: fasting blood glucose and fasting insulin. And they're both on a feedback loop because insulin is responding to glucose, right? And so if you have insulin resistance, it's not going to respond, and you can actually do a certain calculation and see to what degree you have insulin resistance. Now, what happens when you have insulin resistance is you have this compensatory thing where your body is making more insulin. And that definitely occurs when you're pre-diabetic. But as soon as you become a diabetic and your blood sugars go up, what really happens with insulin is it starts to go down because the cells in your pancreas are so exhausted that they are no longer making sufficient insulin. And without sufficient insulin, we have a problem where there's nothing there to control blood sugars. So the blood sugars start going higher and higher and higher. So in diabetes type 2, we have a situation where the body is no longer able to control glucose. And this is why people get on medications and then eventually even get on insulin. Now, I've also included the interpretation of this test down below here, so you can check that out if you wanted to know what optimum is, or insulin resistance, or significant insulin resistance. So now that you understand the test for insulin resistance, if you want to get rid of insulin resistance, you simply need to get on the healthy version of the ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting. And I put a link down below of exactly how to do that.
Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.